previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says he's waiting for a report on the country's inflation target. Interviewed in Cape Town, he says he doesn't have any views now on whether it should be adjusted. Bloomberg quotes him as saying, "All I do know is that there's a standing committee between National Treasury and the Reserve Bank. One of the matters they're discussing is the level of the inflation target." Godongwana's interview followed remarks on Tuesday by Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Committee member David Foulkes. He told an audience in Soweto that the country's current low level of inflation is an unmissable chance to reduce the country's inflation target. This, Foulkes noted, would lock in the benefits of tame price pressures and cheaper borrowing costs. As we reported yesterday morning, a Reserve Bank research paper indicates that a lower inflation target, 3%, could save the government some $870 billion in borrowing costs over a 10-year period. There's no secret that the bank, led by Governor Lesetja Kganyako, wants the single-point target. Watch out for higher beef prices. The country's largest beef producer, Karan Beef, has confirmed an outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease at its Heidelberg Gauteng feedlot. It is Karan's largest feedlot, where some 2,000 animals a day are slaughtered. That figure is now expected to drop by at least 50%. Says Karan Beef CEO Johan Pretorius, the outbreak would significantly disrupt the national supply chain. News 24 reports this morning the government intends to implement new national rules on the movement of cloven-hoofed livestock, this in a bid to prevent the spread of the disease. On the markets, another record closing high for the JSE. The all-share up 0.8% last evening, 95,650. The top 40 up 0.9%, 87,990. Naspers once again leading the way, up 3%, but a fair number of losers too. Newly listed Valterra Platinum, which used to be Amplats, down 2.1%. Nonetheless, broadly, we're also tracking global markets. The MSCI All-Country World Index hit an all-time high earlier in the day, up 5.6% so far this year. London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow closed down 0.2%. The S&P 500 flat. The Nasdaq up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning down 0.3%. Hong Kong up 0.7%. Sydney flat. US dollar at 1.14 to the euro. The rand at 17.85 to the dollar. 20.37 to the euro. 24.18 to sterling. Gold at 3,371. Platinum 1,098. Bitcoin just over 105,000 and Brent crude oil just under $65 a barrel. And finally, Parliament's decision to pass the national budget sees the yield on the government's 10-year bond at 9.985%, beneath 10% for the first time since the end of January.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.